It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. The bank that's big enough to be a full service and provide you with anything you need, but also small enough to be get an intimate relationship with your situation and tailor their services to your needs. We I do want to call attention to a week ago, we did a coach's show with the girls coach with Rocky, and that is in the on the website and MountVernonRadio.com. You can go in there and look it up, and you can find that. It talked about the contribution the seniors gave, where the program is, the look of the future, and the pipeline, and Rocky did a real good job, and that's the only show we did on the girls this year, but it's worth taking a look at. Coach Novsik, you are getting kind of winding down the regular season. Had a few games where you were real close, couldn't quite push it over the top, and then we had a good one, though, at Thursday night at Tecumseh.
Yeah, it was good to finally be on the right side of the scoreboard, Alan. We played really well down there to start. Particularly, the first quarter was as good a and I think the guys that we've tried to impress is the kind of poise that you start the game with there. They weren't a great physical team, but and we've really started just about all of our last few games fairly well offensively.
Yeah.
And we did Memorial. Memorial was okay, but. Modern Day was just a great. We keep running into these issues, and we've talked about it. And we've tried to, coming out of the halftime, we've just been, I don't know. It's almost like we're better if we don't have a lead. I mean, our guys just seem to. I don't know if they're. I know the guys were. It comes to the weather changed a little bit, and it was warm in there.
That's what caused the little moisture on the floor. Fortunately, it was the Tecumseh players that were slipping. I hate seeing that for either team, truthfully. But it was a humidity factor. And see, their pool, I don't know where it's located, but
you can smell it.
You could feel the moisture in the whole building, and it did get settled on the floor a little bit.
Yeah, and I think our guys were a little bit fatigued as well, maybe more so than usual. And we came out, a little flat there, and I'll give our guys credit. We got it back. I think we had we led by 12 at half, maybe, and then we ended up leading by 17. But they got it to 6.
Yeah.
And, we told our guys, this is one of the things, even young players, that you can't lose your poise. And they had a kid that they made a little run, and that kid got a technical and cost them. I mean, I think it was going to be their ball.
Telling on the kid too badly. I didn't even see the technical. He must have just said something.
I didn't see it either.
Okay.
But he said something, and he was, was still talking. And, we ended up getting three out of, we got the two free throws, and then Nash had gotten fouled. So it was – and then we got the ball back, and I think we scored.
You scored, you did, because we made that comment. We said, that technical basically amounted to a five-point possession.
Exactly. And it was – killed their momentum. And, it's just – we've talked to our players about it. And, Nash got his own here in the I didn't realize when it happened. I didn't see it till the I saw him down on the ground, and the first time I ever seen him get a technical laying on the ground. But,
Who it was on?
Yeah.
I thought it was on you.
No, it was on Nash, and he just, I think, a little frustrated. He got in the lane there, and he hit his head. I told Mark, and I told his mom, if I'd have seen that when it happened, I wouldn't have put him back in the game. He hit it pretty good, and he was fine. But it was just, he hit his head pretty good, and he missed a couple of days. He's fine now, but we set him out a little bit. Yeah. And from today was the first day he practiced, and he had a little leg. He went down in a pretty good heap there. And, we brought him in there to finish. We probably, we had the game at hand there, but the thing that gets hard, I want to put these younger kids in, but you don't know how the other team's going to play it. If they'll play it straight, if we'll just play the game, But, you know, when you're down, but the trapping and all this, and it's just these kids aren't really set up for that.
They're not ready for that yet.
Well, it's just, it's not a good flow. They've been sitting there, and now they're trapping and throwing. I don't want to put these guys in a position where they're turning the ball over, and because it's hard enough for your season, guys, when people are out there running around, they got nothing to lose. But, you know, we finished it off, and it was, you know, we've you know, Alan, we've beaten the teams that we should beat. And what we have yet to do here in a while is beat a team with a winning record and a team that's right there. And we've been there, you know. You know, modern day, they've got 15 points in 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're up, I can't remember, it was 9. I don't remember, but they had 15 points. And we come out in the second half and we run a play that we'd run in the first half and got a great look, and we throw the ball the wrong way. We get disorganized, and then Mash got a foul. Well, our first 10 possessions in the second half of modern day, we turned it over 4 times. Yeah. 3 of them led to 7 points. And then we lost a guy in transition with 3. We fouled a guy on a 3. And before you know, they got 25 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
After having
20, they had, it was 22 to 15 at the half. Yeah. We were up. And then they got 26 to 15 in the third quarter. Took a 4-point lead going.
I mean, you score 15 points in a quarter, ought to be good enough for you, you know. And but when
Lesser
you turn it
defense,
over,
yeah.
Well, we turned it over 4 times. It led to 7 points. And we didn't have a lot of turnovers in that game. We ended up with 9 or 10. But just
you can win with that. That's fine.
Yeah, but you get those just the timely ones there, and you let a good offensive team get going. I mean, I can't say enough for the job we did to start the game in the half. But we've got to put it together.
Well, in each of those, the games, the Memorial, Boonville, and Modern Day game, you played pretty good ball for a long stretch of period of time, but you had a gap here and there. Like in the Boonville game, it was a specific 4-minute segment that was not good at all. In the Modern Day game, like you said, you sprinkle in some live ball turnovers with their layups and that kind of gets ugly, but you've really it has to be frustrating for because the guys did play really good ball, but just not for 32 minutes.
Well, we've we don't have a wide margin of error in what we're doing, and we've got a good offensive team when we're kind of in a flow of playing, and I'd always kind of cautious to just turn clock. But we've got to get to where, like I told the guys, you know, modern day scores 25 points in that half, and I bet we had 3 or 4 possessions down there where they had the ball 40 seconds, 50 seconds, where they were patient. And we've got to get in those. You know, we ran into that at Memorial. We got back in the game. It was 30 to 28, and then we had another stretch of – we actually got ahead, but we had another stretch of 2 or 3 turnovers. And they gained the lead back on us, and – you know, we just kind of ran out of gas a little bit. But, you know, tomorrow, you got a Washington team. It's very, very, very good offensive team. They've got a good group of guys. They've got a player that I don't think is going to play that's been very productive for them, but they've got enough. You know, they've had some good wins, and they've had a little bit of adversity up there. These kids have gone through, and they're coming through.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, you know, we talked about a little off the air, we talked about the way the scoring is changing a little bit. You had 4 guys in double digits against Modern Day, and then 3 in double digits against Tecumseh. And there have been times this season where it's been top-heavy with 2 players. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a team's got 5 players that average 12 points, a lot harder to guard than one that's got a 1 player that averaged 35. Yeah. And so whatever you're doing.
Well, Bryce has come back around here the last couple of games and been productive as he was early in the year earlier. You know, he got, I think he had 8 points in the first quarter at Tecumseh. And
yeah,
he had a good.
He finished with 8.
Yeah.
But he had him early.
Had him early. Got in foul trouble again, which he's got to get better at. But he had some baskets there. And, you know, as we were talking about earlier, we've gone to, you know, we've added some stuff in our package for Brady to get the ball in there and post up because he's been, you know, he's shooting almost 62% from the field right now and has really been adequate at the foul line. I mean, he had a couple stretches where he was really good. I think he hit 5 or 6 straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another dynamic to get the ball in there. And, you know, what it does, it opens up a lot of other things if we get it down there too effectively. And Brady's never been a kid that, I mean, if he doesn't have something, he'll get it out. He'll get it back out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's you know, you got to have a balance, and you know, we're getting now with, you know, we're going to have multiple games here, hopefully coming up to where, you know, the pace, and we're going to have to be real efficient.
Yeah, the other thing, you know, you talk about free throws. Your kids, all of them, have real good shooting form. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks. You know, there's some guys you see them shooting, you go, that's just not. You guys are all real good. So when they go to the free throw line, if they don't hit them, it's kind of, to me, it's more of a mental issue. Maybe they get nervous. Maybe they whatever. But their shooting form, all of them, are just really, really good.
So. We just would be, we haven't been good all year of getting there a lot, which we need to do a better job. And some of them have been kind of the way the game has been played. But we need to get there. I mean, Nash is really the only guy on the team that's really what you would look at and say, okay, he gets to the line quite a bit.
Well, he can go from top of the key to laying it in the blink of an eye, and not a lot of teams have seen that type of speed from that acceleration. And if he adds a little stop and go in there, you know, once you see the defense straighten his knees, they're done.
Yeah,
and he's really good at that. Meyer's starting to penetrate more to the paint, so. Looks to me like he should start getting fouled.
Well, Meyer's, you know, the one thing that Meyer, and we've worked at him a lot, and even Nash, is, and Grayson did it finally in the modern day game. He drove it down there, just stopped. I mean, just hesitate, show the ball, and just go to the line. And Meyer's been very effective at getting in there, but he's trying to score it every time. I mean, he's trying to find a way to get the basket instead of stop. Like, we've worked on him some pivoting in there because he's got a good kind of a right shoulder fade off a right-hand dribble. He's like a lot of players get in, and it's like they're trying to avoid contact to get an and one where they don't get the foul.
My son pointed that out. He said a lot of players at a young age, and even the age that you've got now, they try to avoid the contact, and so they get into such a gyration, they can't make the shot, they don't draw the foul, so they get zero.
Yeah.
You got to invite the contact, and then focus on that shot and stick it through it. Maybe you don't get the shot, but you get two free throws. What,
I'll say this, and it's been pretty consistent throughout the year. I mean, they're not calling those fouls in there when there is even some contact. And I thought there's been several times this year, maybe not, but they're not doing it. And then you've got to make it.
You have to make them make that call.
Exactly. There has to be a lot more contact, and there has to be a better attempt at the basket instead of the avoidance of it.
Right. Don't make it seem like the referee's bailing you out because you're out of control or what have you. But we'll take a quick break right now, and we'll get back to it here in just a minute. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 4-wheel drive crew cab RST package. This sharp silver truck has black wheels and black racing stripes, just 95,000 miles, the 5.3-liter V8, running boards, and a spray-in bed liner. Check out the pictures today at actpreowned.com or swing by the lot at 312 College Avenue and take it on a test drive. You can make this yours today for $29,985. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Novsik, and we have just been talking about the last couple weeks, been playing some really good ball, finally pushed one over the top against Tecumseh, and now we have got Washington tomorrow night.
Yep.
And what's their size situation?
Well, they've got a kid inside who can really score. They're good size. They're not as big as like modern day, but they've got good size. They've got a bigger kid who's, I don't think, is going to play. He suffered an injury, who was about 6'4", 6'5", but it's not going to play. But they've got a lot of offensive weapons. I think they've won 4 or 5 in a row, and they've had some really good wins this year. And they just beat a pretty good South Knox team. I think they were decent. Beat them pretty handily at home last week. I think they're probably playing as good a stretch right now as they have all year. And they've got a lot of – they can score it inside. They got a really good playmaking guard up top, and they've got two kids on the wing and shoot the ball.
So they have more of a half-court team? Or?
Oh, they run it. They'll press some. They've done a little bit of everything. They try to get you sped up a little bit with a kind of a full-court scramble-type press, that run and jump that they use some. Some games they won't. I don't know. We'll probably see some of it. It's been effective for them.
Well, you've got four guards on the court almost all the time. A press should be an invitation for you guys to shoot layups.
Well, I hope it works that way.
Well, the kids have to be on their toes. They can't get caught unaware. Yep. There's nothing worse than you're not expecting it. You inbound the ball and you turn around, you got two guys swarming you. That's quite a disconcerting kind of a thing, but Washington get them taken care of tomorrow night, and then we got South Spencer on Thursday.
Yep. I don't know a whole lot about South Spencer. We've had so much going on here that I haven't, and these games have changed. I'll say again how we talked about this the last time. It is senior night, and this group of kids, I don't know. I mean, we've got a lot of kids in the freshman class right now. I don't know if you're going to see a class of kids like this again at Mount Vernon. Not just, the athletic achievements they've had, how they've played, how they've, kind of people they are in the community. These kids have just, I don't know of any kind of issue, any of these kids, certainly not this year, and I don't think they've had any in the past. But, come out and send these kids off and appreciate them, because this is you don't see a group of six kids like this all the time. I don't know if we'll have a senior night next year. We have a junior. We got one junior in them. We don't have a lot of people in the sophomore class. But this is an exceptional group of kids. Great families. They've just been really supportive of us, of each other. I mean, I think that's the one thing, that these kids and their families support one another. Mm-hmm. These kids have been playing together, since they were, little kids. And this is senior. I've been places, and senior night is big. It's a thing that there's a feeling. There's nothing like the feeling of walking off your home court as a winner your last time, and having the support of the crowd behind you. And, this is the last time, as I told him today, it's the last time you're going to play in this gym. And you've been playing in this gym for at least for 4 years, and probably when you were a kid up there, you watched your brothers and your cousins and your friends play there. And, you know, now's the time to, you know, and that's kind of what's odd about, you know, the state of Indiana. You know, they go to the sectional draw, and everyone talks about, you know, the sectional, and you know what's going on in the head. Well, we still got two games here that we need to win and play well.
Yeah, they need to close this season out strong because they played so well in stretches. There have been some times mm-hmm. you had a little bit of lap, but they played so well and put together a pretty good body of work. Right. And you've got this would be Brady and Nash have started since they were freshmen.
Yeah,
and then you know you had Clowers part of the long Clowers family, which is mm-hmm. before your time, but that's where the defense kind of came from, the older one, just turned up, mm-hmm. ratcheted things up, and then it came through, and Meyer burst onto the scene. I mean, you could see him in the JV game scoring a lot of points a couple of years ago, and you think, can he do that in the varsity? Well, yeah, he can very, very well. And then, of course, Boosie coming in last year was very welcome, and he certainly didn't hurt on the defensive end of things. Mm-hmm. He's a lot of fun. I love watching defense better than anything else anyway. So I'd just soon win the game 2-0. If we can hold them scoreless, Meyer will get the ball in once anyway. But and then Harshbarger, when he came in last year on the varsity just for spot minutes, he wasn't like a JV player that played on his heels. He did the stuff he did on the JV game, which was get most of the rebounds and cause mm-hmm. havoc on defense. Did the same thing offensively. Sure. So he fit in very nicely this year. And they've just the last 4 years broadcasting for these guys, just watching them, you learn, I mean, you know, the behavior on the court or field, whatever, has always been very good. Mm-hmm. You know they're raised by good families, and they're going to be good contributing members of the community.
Yeah.
And the fans need to come out and give them a good send-off.
Sure.
Now, is that going to be tomorrow night or is that going to be Thursday?
Thursday. It is Thursday. It's going to be. Originally, this was going to be Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Washington's girls were playing, so we moved it. And then we decided to do it on Thursday night. So that'll be the time to come out. I mean, come Tuesday, too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But we'll need crowd support Tuesday for sure because Washington always they're always very, very noisy. And we could get a two-game win streak on Washington. We beat them last year in their place in overtime the last time we faced Coach Gene Miller.
Yeah.
And so that was a pretty special victory last year. We need to do it again this year.
Yeah, be nice.
And I'll tell you, we will come back after this break and we'll talk a little bit more about the rest of the season coming up. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Litter Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Looking to launch or expand your business in downtown Mount Vernon? Then check out 214 West 2nd Street. It's a 5,000-square-foot warehouse in the heart of Posey County. This flexible space includes 2 restrooms, heated and cooled office space, loft storage, and a wide-open warehouse with 2 overhead doors, a crane system, and compressed air all included. This property is available for purchase or lease, and it's move-in ready and built for business. Contact Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty today. Phone Rick at 812-453-1068 or check out the listing online at teammilam.com. Going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Are you craving zesty, authentic Italian pizza? Then there's only one place, DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Also savory pasta, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. Can't wait? Then order online at orderdimaggios.com. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday in Mount Vernon and in Evansville at 3848 North 1st Avenue.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik, and we have talked about the Mount Vernon or Modern Day game and the Tecumseh game, and we let the cat out of the bag and talk about the sectional draw and how that shapes up. We'll just cover that a little bit briefly. First, I just want to ask, though, what's general health of all the players? They've had a busy stretch here, and now they got two games tomorrow and Thursday. So
we're good. You know, Nash got, like I said, he got just, you know, I guess the old days you call it, he's got his bell rung a little bit.
Shaking up a little bit.
You know, he said he took some time off, which is fine. He was in practice. He watched, but he wasn't we just kind of held him off, more precautionary. And
rather err on the side of caution than not.
And, you know, at this point of the year, we don't you know, we get stuff done, but we don't go real long. And when you only have, you know, the limited that we have, you know, we're not going to – there's a fine line of getting up and down and staying fresh.
Keeping fresh legs.
Yeah, because we've got
– I've noticed you do a real good job of getting people in and out. If a certain player – and the way the game dictates certain play, like it happened to be Bryce Clowers the other night, just was working really hard and covering a lot of ground. And you pulled him out fairly early, which is unusual because he's got a high motor, but he was burning a lot of energy. So get him out and let him rest, and that's how you avoid stupid fouls too.
Well,
tired, you get know. So you've been doing a real good job of doing that all season long with the kind of short lineup.
It's certainly short, and you know that's the thing with the. You know, I wish we could have gotten some of these, you know, two of these freshmen in more than I have, but it's just the games have been the way they are, and I think our guys are. Good enough condition, and you know, as I said, we've started games well for the most part, and but you know, we're going to need you know, we're going to need guys the whole lineup when we get to the sectional.
Yeah, and there have been times when you've gotten some really good spot minutes from several of the younger ones, you know, bigger staff, Givens, you know, just different. Aldrich, I got a kick out of him the other night. You know, I'm sure his job was just to go in and commit the foul Modern Day, and that had to be a lot of fun because
We were in a situation where we had to foul, and Grayson had four fouls.
Yeah,
so we didn't get a timeout after that last basket, and I thought about it, but kept it. But then he, you know, it's just one of those deals that happens when you
Grayson had to commit the foul because the guy that you wanted to put at the line was right there.
Yeah,
he had to do it, Aldrich, he was doing a good job of committing the fouls quickly. But I mean, what something like that? Do you give him like first pass, see if you can get a steal, or do you go 10 seconds or five?
Well, it depends on, you know, really if it's the guy that you want. Foul, you get him right away. And if you've got a little bit of time, it depends on the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you can get a trap or two. But there are certain guys that, you know, if the team's got a really good foul shooter, you don't want them to get the ball. So, you know, as soon as you get a lesser guy, then you just go ahead and do it. I mean, a lot of times it's just best to get it done and just keep trying to extend the game, put pressure on guys to make free throws, and that's where it's just a little, you know, different now with a two-shot deal. Back in the day when you get a little bit of pressure with the one-on-one, it makes the game more
I don't like the new rule because, like you just said, if you got a one-on-one,
that rim looks real little on that first free throw. And if it goes in, well, then fine. It eases up on the second one. But now with two, if I miss the first one, the second's going in.
Yeah.
And that's I guess I'm an old fuddy-duddy. I don't like the rule change. But I just like the pressure and the added part of the atmosphere to the game. But, okay, next thing up, we drew our good old buddies, Boonville.
Yeah.
And that game's going to be on Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, we play Tuesday at 7, and then we will play Heritage Hills. Drew the bye on our side, and then you have Bossy and Central on the other side with the Memorial drawing the bye up there. So, you know, I told our guys, you know, this is not – I mean, if you had to pick it, this wouldn't be the way we'd pick it. You got to beat the best – you're going to have to beat the three best teams in that tournament to win it. But that's generally the way it is. They don't, you know, these things are earned. And they're not, you know, there's no off-ramp to winning a sectional title. You know, you've got to beat good teams. And in this situation, certainly we're going to have to beat the home team. And then we're going to have to beat a very good Heritage Hills team that we played with. Yeah. You know, Meyer got hurt about midway through the third quarter.
It was a two- or three-point game. It was one possession. And then
we made some bad decisions on the defensive end. We did a bad job, really, of we'll be different. They had a kid that just kind of wore us out late, and we didn't really scheme him as well as we should have, and but he played. I can't think of his name, but I can picture him. He's a physical football player, but it was a competitive game, and they've stayed. I think they're 17-5 or something. They've got a good team.
What did you end up losing? It was like 7 or 8 or
close,
something. Like
yeah,
that.
He got but, it. Yeah. It ended up being maybe more than the game. I know we had. I think it was a 1-2 possession game late, and
free throw stretched out at the end, just like the modern day game. That ended up, well, I just put it away, but I think it was 8 or 9. But it was really about a 3 or 4 5 point game. So, okay, but that you've got a really good strong sectional. I don't think there's one team that can blow everybody's doors in that sectional.
No.
But you know, you're going to have to bring it every night.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bossy play this year, but I know they've had some losses that I don't think maybe people thought they would get beat. And you know, Memorial's been a team that's been, I mean, that I was talking to their coach before, that whole side of that conference over there has been really strange all year. I mean, in terms of, you know, if somebody goes and beats somebody, then they get beat by somebody else but 20. It's been really up and down. I'm not sure who even won that or who's winning that thing right now, but it's been a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah, when I've looked at scores to try and think of what we were going to do against a specific team, I see some scores that surprise me. Like you said, they'll beat a team you wouldn't expect. They'll lose narrowly to a team that maybe blows out other people, and you wonder what's going on here. And but it just depends on who gets off the bus the night we play them.
Yeah.
That's it. And, you know, our kids need to come out strong and hard, get a good hard start tomorrow night, and then like a horse race, get the lead and then extend it throughout the night.
Well, it's going to be a really good game. Washington's playing really well right now. They've got a good offensive team. It's going to take everything we got.
Yeah, and you've already delivered the message to the kids that they're seniors. This is their last go around. Yeah. You know, finish hard in a month. I mean, it's hard right now to go through what they're going through, but in a month, how are they going to feel? You know, having pushed through very, very hard and finished strong, they'll feel really good about themselves. And if they, if they don't, it'll be a different thing.
Sure, but
you got them ready. And tomorrow night, off the top of your head, 7 or 7:30.
Tomorrow is 6:30.
6:30.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's
JV at 5.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, they did schedule that early. So, folks, bring your noisy neighbors. Let's get a good atmosphere for the kids tomorrow night and then also Thursday. And with that, thank you a lot, Coach. Appreciate your time as always. And with that, I will send it back to Dave and say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.